Anthony D'Angelo had never seen a murdered person before. He'd seen a couple of people killed in car accidents, and he'd even done math-to-math on a guy who was having a heart attack and died while D'Angelo was working on him. But the naked woman in the junior high school parking lot was his first murder victim. There were bruises on her face, and her head was turned at an awkward angle. Someone had written "slut" in what looked like lipstick across her stomach. D'Angelo tried to look at her calmly as he called in on his radio. He didn't want the kids being heard who passed the scene by teachers to think he was frightened by it. But he was. This wasn't accidental death. This stiffening corpse lying naked in the dull mist on the damp asphalt in the early morning had died violently during the night at the hands of a terrible person. He didn't know exactly what he should do, standing there talking into his radio. He wanted to cover the poor woman, but he didn't think he ought to disturb the crime scene. Rain wasn't heavy, probably didn't bother her anyway. He wished Jesse would hurry up and get there. In the school, the kids were crowded at the windows, despite the best efforts of the teachers. The school bus driver, who had spotted the body first, was standing beside D'Angelo's cruiser. She looked for people to talk to tell about what she had seen and how she was the first to see it, and, oh God, the poor woman. But D'Angelo was still on the radio, and the junior high school staff was fruitlessly busy trying to protect the kids from seeing the corpse. He felt better when Jesse pulled up in the unmarked black Ford with the buggy whip antenna on the back bumper, swaying in decreasing arcs as the car stopped and Jesse got out. "Anthony," Jesse said. He walked over, looked down at the body. "Slut," he said. "Yeah, like the car. Like the cat," D'Angelo said. Jesse nodded, still looking at her. "Clothes?" he said. D'Angelo shook his head. "I haven't seen any." The town ambulance pulled into the parking lot, and behind it, Peter Perkins in his own car, a Mazda pickup. Two young Paradise firemen who doubled as EMTs got out and walked almost gingerly toward the crime scene. Peter Perkins got out of his truck. He was in jeans and a t-shirt with his gun strapped on and his badge on his belt. A 35mm camera hung around his neck. He went to the bed of his pickup and got his evidence kit. One of the EMTs knelt beside the body and felt for a pulse. After a moment, he said, "She's dead, Jesse." "Uh-huh." "What do you want us to do, Jesse?" The EMT was not quite 25. His name was Duke Vincent. Jesse played softball with him in the Paradise Town League. "You think her neck's broken, Dookie?" Jesse said. "I guess so," Vincent said. "Yeah, me too. Probably what killed her." "You and Steve stand by with the ambulance for a while. We'll have the county ME look at her, and there'll be some state investigators along." "Why did he write slut on her, Jesse?" D'Angelo said. "Maybe the word means something special to him. So is it the same guy that did the car and Captain Cat?" "Might be," Jesse said. "Might want us to see the connection. Or it might be someone else who wants us to think there's a connection." Most of the rest of the force had shown up, some in uniform, some dressed for off-duty. For all of them, it was their first murder, and they stood by a little uneasily watching Jesse. Except for Peter Perkins, who had stretched his crime scene tape around the murder scene and was now taking pictures. The other cops looked as if they envied him having something to do. "John, you and Arthur put up some horses and keep people behind them." "There's nobody around, Jesse." "There will be. Suitcase, you talk to the bus driver. Get everything she saw, thinks, hopes, dreams, whatever. Let her talk, pay attention. Ed, go in, talk to the principal. We're going to have to talk with the kids. Maybe we can do it class by class, find out if they saw anything. We also may have to search the school."
"For what?"
Burke said. "Her clothes," Jesse said. "I'd like to find her clothes."
"Maybe he killed us someplace else and brought a body here nude," Burke said.
"We find the clothes, it'll help us decide that," Jesse said. "The rest of you spread around and look for her clothes or anything else. Tire tracks, blood stains. He whacked her around pretty good, but there's no blood on the pavement."
"Ray might have washed it," D'Angelo said.
"Watch where you walk, go in wider and wider circles around the body. Maybe he hit her with something. See if you see anything. Anthony, start knocking on doors. See if anybody lives around here, heard anything, or saw a car come into the school parking lot during the night. The cops did as they were told. They were happy to be given direction, happy to do something but stand and look at the battered body. Dookie, you can cover her. And pull the ambulance up so it screens her from the school. Doesn't do the kids much good to look out at her all morning.